Blog Talk Hello? Radio.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Romeo?
Yeah.
Romeo, what's going on, man?
What's good with you?
I'm chilling, man. How you been, man?
Good. Just staying busy.
Man, do me a favor, man. Let everybody know who you are, man. For those who are not familiar with Romeo, man, that's been under a rock, man. Let them know who you are, man.
Yeah, you know, my name Romeo. You know, my pops is the biggest music mogul ever, Master P. I'm the youngest artist with a number one record, number one TV show for 5 years. Played college basketball at USC, college student, college athlete. And actor, you know, I do a little bit of everything.
Man, so I watched you on Dance with the Stars, man, and I was surprised, man. I was surprised to see you on it, man. I never thought I'd see Lil Romeo on Dance with the Stars, man. But what happened? Man? You voted off?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I was surprised to see myself on it. You know, I was actually supposed to do season two when I was like 16, and. I actually ended up hurting myself, and that's the only reason my dad did the show. So then it came back around, and it was kind of like perfect timing. And, you know, Dancing with the Stars being such a big vehicle, I wanted to do this show to inspire kids. You know, I wasn't just dancing. I was dancing with a cause. I was doing this for my foundation, Urban Born, which you can go to urbanborn.org, because a lot of kids now, I think they're afraid to fail. You know, the dropout rate of high school students is 3 out of every 10. And I wanted to be that person who could show kids it's okay to step out of your element. It's okay to do something different. If I could do Dancing with the Stars, don't be afraid to go after your dreams.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you learn from being on Dancing with the Stars?
I learned just like life, you know, it's a journey. And you can't worry about the end mark or where you go. But you got to enjoy those steps along the way. You know, Dancing with the Stars, it opened my mind up to a whole new world, because me coming from the hip-hop world, I never even liked dancing. People don't know. I was that kid at prom. I never liked dancing. You know, I didn't feel I was the best dancer. Then I come on Dancing with the Stars in the last 9 weeks, you know, to make it to the final five. You know, that's a pretty big deal. But I just learned, you know, with hard work, anything is possible. It was kind of like learning a new sport and not being good at all. You know, I was learning this new sport. I wasn't the best at it, but with hard work and with time, I got better and better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I learned. Life has no limits.
Right. So we can expect you seeing other things similar to this, right?
What you say?
We can expect to see you in similar things to this, right?
Well, you know, I'm still going to be doing my music and stuff, you know. I'm the president of No Limit Forever Records now. But, you know, I'm going to be a little bit more open-minded. You may see, like, a little videos with some choreography. You never know. You may see a little bit more because of this show. And even movies, you know, I turned down a lot of movies because I wanted to stay away from the dancing. But you'll probably just see a broader range of things now.
Now, what did you, you were in a new movie, Jump in the Boom, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what's the character about? You say it was Sebastian. Was it Sebastian pronouncing it right?
Yeah, I play a character named Sebastian, and he's basically the youngest in the movie, but he has an old soul, and he's trying to teach these guys how to really treat a woman. And with that being said, he kind of like more mature woman. He want a well-seasoned woman, as he'll say. But the movie as a whole is a great movie. It's kind of like watching a real-life fairy tale. And after you leave the theaters, after seeing this movie, it make you want more, you know. It make you inspired. It make you have more faith, and it make you want to find love. It's one of those movies that show with love anything is possible. I recommend it for everybody to go see it.
Cool.
Okay.
So, I mean, I want to ask you about your foundation as well, man. What is that focus on?
Yeah, well, my foundation, it's focused on, you know, education. So we go to different schools, you know, with kids that don't, they're not able to get with these other kids out. We go to the places where nobody else think to go to. It's for underprivileged kids. So we go to these schools. We'll give away laptops, me and my dad, to speak to them, the importance of education, you know, and basically trying to save one life at a time. Because if you look at my dad's career, you know, coming from the worst projects, one of the worst projects in the world, the Calio Project, it takes one person to change your life. And that's all it takes. And we realize that, and that's what we know these kids, they need to see somebody that's actually been through it, and they need to see somebody they can relate to. That's why me and my dad, we go to these schools and we speak to them, and we go to the places nobody else dare to go. And we just want to teach these kids the importance of education, and we do a lot of reading to achieve events where we read to the kids, and just try to teach these kids that, you know, it's another way out. You know, you don't have to live the fast life. You know, if you get your education, you'll be the richest person in this world, because nobody can ever take that away from you. Money and cars come and go.
Okay, now, is there a website that my listeners can check out to find
more
information?
Yeah, you can go to
make a donation. Go ahead.
Go to urbanborn.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, I mean, if you could talk about, man, what's next for you, man? When can we hear something new from you as far as music-wise?
Yeah, well, I just released two singles. They actually blowing up down south right now. It's one of the top songs. My first single is called Rock With It. It's a club banger, and it's featuring some of my No Limit artists, Black Don, my little brother Valentino, Lil D, my first lady, my lady artist, Miss Chi, Benji, and Gangsta. So it's kind of like a modern Wobble Wobble, you know, for this generation, just a club song. You go dance to it, have fun. And then I got my song, Famous Girl, featuring Sean Kingston, which is a summer banger. It's one of those feel-good records. You can actually go on my website, RomeoForever.com, to get the first sneak peek of it. So that's what we're doing. We got the record company, No Limit Forever Records. You go to NoLimitForeverRecords.com as well. And then I got a couple of some movies in the works. You know, I'm trying to be the next big, you know, superhero in the movie. So I'm in the works with that right now. And then my clothing line is called College Boys. And it's basically for the younger boys. You know, I want to inspire these kids, you know, to go to school, go get the education. And these clothes is kind of like dressing up like a college student, so they can have that college swag. And then we're doing a lot of charity work with Urban Born. So.
Okay. Now, you got to send your music over here, man, so I can send it over here too, man. I'd love to hear it, man.
What you said?
I said you got to send your music over here so I can send it over here on the station too, man. I'd love to hear it, man.
Okay,
I got some old stuff over here, man. I need some new stuff over here. But I'll definitely make sure I get it, man. Well, I'm not going to
give
you, man.
We'll definitely give my songs, too. We'll get you Rock With It and Famous Girl. I tell my people to send them over.
Okay, definitely. Definitely, man. You want to give you a shout-out? I'm not going to keep you, man. I know you're a busy man, man. So you want to give you a shout-out?
Yeah, you know, I want to shout-out, you know, all my fans out there for being there for me since day one. You know, I feel I got the best fans in the world. And I'm going to be doing this big contest on my Twitter. So everybody go follow my Twitter. It's at Romeo Miller. And I'm going to probably be announcing it within this month. So it's going to have this big contest going on. I just want to give a shout-out to the fans. I want to give a shout-out to all our troops out there fighting for us every day. I don't think those guys get the spotlight enough with all the accomplishments they're making. You know, I want to just say y'all never be forgotten.
Okay. All right, man. I'm up for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you, right, man?
It's all love.
All right, man. Come back by, man. Anytime, man. All right?
All right, for sure. Just hit us. We here.
All right. Be blessed, man.
But I got you. out. I'm in the club doing my two-step. I done pulled about 8 bras already. I'm just getting my feet wet. But I ain't even knocking a sale. See, I be here all day trying to count how many girls run down. Yeah, I see you on the vlog, you should do it all that. But little do you know you're making yourself look whack. If dude got a problem, better tell him to fall back. I'm doing real big and VIP, get that loud pack. It's me and Chris in here, so you know it's real thick in here. Better keep your girl because your bitch in here. Trying to see how many I can fit in my Lambo. I never